Century Studios, New Regency, and Entertainment One comes a new motion picture event. The Creator, only theaters September 29th.
Our mission is to terminate the weapon Alpha O.
On September 29th.
Joshua, take care of her.
I promise.
Save the child.
You're my friend?
I'm like a bodyguard.
Save us all.
They're coming to get me.
I'm getting you out of this.
Seatbelts.
The Creator, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters September 29th. Get tickets now.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Grocery delivery took off during the pandemic, helping to skyrocket the value of the startup Instacart. But the economic situation has changed. And as Instacart prepares to go public today, some of its biggest venture capital investors are preparing for losses. Reporter Berber Jin, who covers VCs, is going to join us to explain what's happening with Instacart and its wider ramifications for tech startups. But first, Elon Musk met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday and broadcast the conversation on the platform formerly known as Twitter. Musk asked the Israeli leader about developments in artificial intelligence, which Netanyahu said was a double-edged sword.
The blessings of AI are amazing, and we see them already in Israel. We see them around the world. You can see the addition of decades of life to the human lifespan, precision medicine dedicated to every person's genetic composition, autonomous factories that create abundance beyond our imagination. But at the same time, you've got the curse. And the curse could be manifold. It could be the disruption of democracy, the interference, the manipulation of minds, crime syndicates, AI-driven wars that go uncontrollable.
The duo also discussed free speech. Musk has been in a battle with the Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish civil rights organization which accused him of allowing anti-Semitic and other hate speech to proliferate on the social media platform, now called X. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has faced mass protests over judicial overhaul plans in Israel that critics call undemocratic. Those have led some tech investors and startups to leave the country. Staying with another of Elon Musk's companies, we're exclusively reporting that Tesla is in talks with Saudi Arabia about setting up a factory in the country. Foreign correspondent Stephen Kalin has more on what people familiar with the matter say is fueling the deal.
Both sides stand to gain quite a bit from this. Saudi Arabia is looking to grow its economy, to transform from an oil-based economy into building new sectors and becoming a more modern, advanced economy. And so one of the things that they're looking at is building manufacturing industry, and they're looking a lot at renewables and EVs. So this would be a huge boon to them. They've already brought in Tesla's rival, Lucid, to set up a plant in the kingdom. And so they're looking to build an ecosystem there. For Tesla, it could potentially give them access to key minerals.
Sources stress that talks are in early stages and could be fraught by Musk's contentious relationship with the Saudis and the kingdom's existing partnership with Lucid. Tesla didn't respond to requests for comments before the Wall Street Journal story came out. After publication, Musk tweeted that the article was utterly false. Representatives from Saudi Arabia declined to comment. And tech stocks have helped power a market rally this year. But those gains look set to slip away as expectations rise that the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates higher for longer. The sector is down more than 4% in September, which, according to Dow Jones market data, puts it on pace to lag behind the S&P 500 by the widest monthly margin since November 2018. Our reporter Patricia Kausman says it's a sign that cracks have emerged in tech's stock market dominance.
Tech stocks performed extremely well during the era of ultra-low interest rates. Investors didn't have a lot of places to make money from, and the tech companies' future profits actually seem pretty attractive, not only because of the hype around artificial intelligence, but because it seemed that the Fed was going to start cutting interest rates again sooner rather than later. Well, that calculation got a bit more complicated because inflation data is coming a bit too hot and the economy continues to be surprisingly resilient. So for instance, on Friday, traders assigned a 57% probability to a lower Fed target rate by June of next year, down from 81% probability that they assigned just a month earlier, according to CME Group's FedWatch tool.
Shares of Apple have declined almost 7% this month, and Nvidia, the index's top performer for 2023, has gone down 11%. However, for the year, they're still up 35% and 200%, respectively. Speaking of tech stocks, coming up, Instacart is set to go public at a much lower valuation than once expected. We'll tell you what that means for investors and other tech startups after this short break.
As a Citi National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at Citi National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Grocery delivery app Instacart is set to go public today. It follows the successful IPO of chip designer Arm last week, which signaled to tech investors that maybe the public market for tech stocks is reviving after a downturn. But Instacart's around $10 billion target valuation is far short of the $39 billion value it reached when it was raising money from private investors during a tech investing boom in 2021. For many of those venture capitalists who poured money into the company, that will mean a significant loss with Instacart's IPO. Here to talk about this is our reporter, Berber Jin. Berber, how did Instacart's value drop to about a quarter of what it was worth just 2 years ago?
A lot of it has to do with the tech crash last year, where in the public markets, you had all of these high-flying companies like DoorDash and Uber sink in value after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates. It made investors more nervous to back these high-risk software companies. And that sort of resetting in the public market hit these startups really hard, because all of a sudden, these companies, even if they were generating good revenue, were just worth a lot less in this sort of new high interest rate environment. So Instacart was really a victim of that.
Tell us about some of the investors who are going to lose money with this IPO.
A lot of the investors who invested late in Instacart, so in the final few rounds of funding, when the pandemic and the sort of startup bull market hit its fever pitch, those investors are all going to lose money because they essentially miscalculated. One example is DST Global. They're a very well-known venture firm in Silicon Valley, in part because they made a really big bet on Facebook a while back. They invested $75 million into Instacart in 2020. That funding round valued Instacart at around $13 billion. At the $10 billion price tag, they're looking at a loss of more than 35% on that investment, which really isn't a great outcome considering they weren't that late. I mean, they invested over 3 years ago. So for them to lose money on that is really a sign of the losses that some of these bigger investors face in the company.
What are some of the ramifications for VCs losing so big on a company like Instacart?
It's a really humbling, you could even say dire sign for VCs. The strategy that they had for much of the last 10 years was to basically go bigger and go later. The traditional venture playbook is to invest small checks really early in companies before people even know that they're going to be successful. But in that ultra low interest rate environment, VCs were piling hundreds of millions of dollars into these startups at crazy prices. This coming wave of tech IPOs, if Instacart's able to open up the market, encourage more companies to list, they're going to be going out at valuations that are a fraction of what they last raised, not even in their last private round, but potentially two or three or four private rounds. They're going to be going at prices that are below that. So venture firms are going to be looking at really big losses. Even if they invested early, they're going to be looking at gains that are far smaller than they once imagined.
What does that mean for the tech startups, for those founders who are maybe thinking about, should I IPO? Should I go and raise money from private capital again?
It's definitely demoralizing. If you're a startup founder, you feel like you're at the top of the world if your company can become a multi-billion dollar business in a matter of a few years. Those companies that were riding high are going to be experiencing a really sober moment. They can't stay private forever, right? The businesses need to go public at some point to return money to their employees and to their investors. But a lot of the times, they're just going to have to accept the painful reality that their businesses are going to be a fraction of what they were worth a few years ago.
We've talked about some of the investors who are likely going to lose a lot of money. Are there any who are going to make a lot of money here?
If you invested early, the sort of timeless lesson that venture capitalists learn and have to relearn all the time is that the most surefire way to make profits on an investment is to get in really early. So Sequoia Capital, they're the largest investor in Instacart. They invested first in Instacart 10 years ago for its Series A round. It was an $8 million check. And at the time, it was a really controversial investment because Instacart looked very similar to Webvan, which was another grocery delivery business that kind of went bankrupt during the dot-com era. That $8 million stake is going to be worth around $1 billion at the IPO price. At the $39 billion price, it would have been worth $4, $5, $6 billion. So it's definitely a smaller payout, but turning $8 million to $1 billion is still a crazy investment. The more surprising statistic is that for any investor that put money into Instacart 2015 or later, they could have made more money just putting their money in the NASDAQ composite, which is kind of an astonishing statistic given how lucrative this business is.
All right, we'll have to see how Instacart does later today. That's our reporter, Berber Jin. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.